Hi, this is Kirsty Allsop.
And I'm Dr. Sam Godfrey. This is Stand Up to Cancer, the podcast.
So, Sam, are you nervous?
A little bit.
Your boss is coming in.
I know.
Claire Rowney, the director of Stand Up to Cancer, is on her way right now.
Yep, I'm aware.
To this studio?
She's very nice.
Well, you're supposed to say that, aren't you? Have you thought of any questions to ask her?
I thought that it was going to be you who was doing that, but...
No, I'm not the scientist, am I?
So here's a little piece about what Stand Up to Cancer Research is all about.
Is that so you've time to think of some questions to ask?
Can I borrow your pen?
Cancer is a leading cause of death worldwide, and our number one fear. We're on the brink of a revolution in cancer research. And united, we will beat cancer sooner. Stand Up to Cancer funds translational research, which turns scientific breakthroughs into kinder, life-saving treatments and tests. Here's how. The process starts in the lab. Here, our team of Cancer Research UK-funded scientists rigorously test an idea to see if it has legs and prepare the new treatment to be tested on people with clinical trials. The first phase determines whether the side effects are acceptable and how much to give. Everyday heroes take part in the trial, and despite being aware that they may never benefit, they do it for the good of future generations. In phase two, we assemble a larger group of patients to see if the cancer treatments work and for whom. If the scientists are happy, we then move forward to the final, crucial stage using an even bigger group of people. The objective is simple. Is the cancer treatment we've developed better than what already exists? Will it improve the lives of patients? And, ultimately, will it save more lives? If the answer is yes, it's a result. We've got a new treatment or test to fight cancer. Crossing the bridge from an idea to a treatment is a long and expensive process, but it works. Every successful trial is another eureka moment and gets us closer to our aim. And that aim is a world where all cancers are cured.
This week on Stand Up to Cancer, the podcast, we're joined by Claire Rowney, the director of the campaign. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Claire, let's start at the beginning. Where did it all come from?
So Stand Up to Cancer started here in 2012. It was a concept that was already in existence over in America and doing very well. And Channel 4 came on board and have been a fantastic partner, really got behind the brand and got behind the idea of the campaign. Lots of celebrities got involved. It's been a very entertainment-led campaign from the start. And it's really helped to raise awareness of cancer research and the part that science has to play in beating cancer sooner.
And there'd never been a cancer-related telethon before in the UK. Did it go as you hoped, as you expected?
It actually far exceeded our expectations. So there are a number of telethons in the UK and they all do brilliantly. But what was amazing for our cancer-related telethon was just how many people wanted to be involved and how the UK public kind of came together and galvanised around the idea of it.
What highlights are there from this year for you?
This year, I've got to say, has been an absolutely bumper year, and it's very, very difficult to pinpoint one or two things. I think there's been an awful lot happening off air, which has been very exciting. So Bear Grylls survival races and lots of people going about fundraising in their own homes and in their own workplaces, which has just been amazing. There's been a huge YouTube event, so 1,000 hours of fundraising where the YouTube community have come together in a really amazing way and done all sorts of crazy things for Stand Up and helped us reach an audience that we haven't necessarily reached before. And then on Channel 4, lots and lots of the Channel 4 brands, more than ever, have got behind Stand Up to Cancer. So we've had a brilliant Gogglebox. We've had an amazing six-hour live show.
So why is comedy and entertainment important in Stand Up to Cancer?
Comedy and entertainment are very important for us because we know that the UK public are very interested in cancer and very interested in research because so many of the UK public are affected, but also like to be entertained. And so actually what we found is the mix of entertainment and comedy and information, along with knowing that people are helping to beat cancer, has been a really kind of sweet spot for us and a sweet spot for the UK community.
Claire, one of the most important things is to get younger people involved, because when you commit to a cause and a challenge, that can be lifelong. How has that been a part of the campaign?
You're absolutely right. And we do know, especially kind of school age children now, everything we know about them is that they're likely to be very loyal for a long time. So we've done a really fantastic schools fundraising campaign, and hundreds of schools across the UK have been involved in fundraising for Stand Up To Cancer. And then the YouTube event has been very helpful in galvanising that younger audience as well. We know that people like Zoella and Alfie Days will really, really increase the interest of that kind of youth audience. And they, along with an awful lot of other YouTube content creators, have really helped us to galvanise that audience.
So all these people are getting together to raise money.
They are.
To draw attention to the cause, and the cause is standing up to cancer. But what happens then? Where does the money go?
That's the most exciting bit of Stand Up To Cancer. So the first exciting thing is 100% of the money that's raised goes straight to translational research. And that's really important that people know if they're putting £5 into a collection box, that £5 is going to go to translational research. And our research from Stand Up is all about accelerating getting cures to cancer patients more quickly. So it's about the speed with which we can save lives. And the campaign, since its inception in 2012, is already doing really, really amazing work. There are lots of research projects that we've seen come to fruition that have just made extraordinary findings and are already being tested in humans.
Where do you see the difference being made?
We see in the long term the difference being made to the treatments that patients get now and in the future. It's all about saving lives. So at the moment in the UK, one in two people will be affected by cancer at some point in their life, and of them, only half will survive. Stand Up To Cancer, along with Cancer Research UK, is all about changing those odds. So it's all about getting 75% of people who get cancer surviving. And we want to do that in the next 20 years. Stand Up To Cancer is a very important part of that goal.
So how long have you been with Cancer Research UK?
I have been with Cancer Research UK for 13 years and came expecting to be here 2 or 3 years, and have become so completely committed to the work that we do and so impressed with the work of our scientists and the amazing impact that we've had in the time that I've been here. I can't imagine working anywhere else and for a better cause.
Claire, you mentioned that one in two people would be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. Is there a personal reason you battle in your work every day?
There is. Like so many people in the UK, I do have personal connections to cancer, some of which have ended well and some of which have ended not so well. But for me, actually, the reality of what inspires me and motivates me each day is meeting the patients that we deal with on a day-to-day basis who have cancer and their families and friends around them. Because, of course, a cancer diagnosis doesn't affect just one person. It impacts a whole family, and it can really change the way the family and friends live their lives. So for me, yes, I have personal connections, but it's about a lot more than that. And it's about the wonderful mums and dads and children that I meet every day.
I mean, the thing with cancer is it's this huge thing. I mean, it's bigger than any one person. It's terrifying for a lot of people. If you go back 40 years ago, if you were diagnosed with cancer, you had a 1 in 2 chance of just living just 1 year, which is mind-blowing. Mm. Fast forward to today and half of all people beat cancer. But it's still terrifying. How do we make people less afraid of cancer?
I think there are lots of reasons to be hopeful. Having worked at Cancer Research UK for 13 years, I have seen people's prognosis really improve in particular cancer types. So there are, for example, some great statistics in childhood cancer where, you know, a couple of generations ago, people's survival rates were only 25%. Now a child has about an 80% survival rate. And that's really brilliant and really great strides forward. I think Stand Up To Cancer also has a part to play in terms of putting people's minds at rest, that there are things that they can do. So it's a very empowering campaign, and people can feel very much part of the fight. And we know that the only thing that really stands in the way between us and a cure for cancer is money and being able to fund the research that we know that we need to fund. So there is hope and there is reason to be hopeful, but there is also a kind of call to action for the UK, which is get behind these brilliant campaigns and help us raise money that we can then put straight into research and find a cure for cancer.
Yeah, I suppose they've got cancer, this huge thing, but and it might be bigger than any one of us, but together, all of us together, we can beat this. We can do this.
Yeah, we can. And a lot of our scientists are saying the same thing. A lot of our scientists who are working every day in cancer research are saying, I'm not worried about my grandchildren in the way I'm worried about my children and in the way that I'm worried about myself. There are lots and lots of reasons to be hopeful.
Claire, this sounds like a strange question, but do you know when?
Well, we don't know when. And actually, it would be a great day if I was put out of work because we didn't need Stand Up to Cancer anymore and we didn't need Cancer Research UK because we knew how to stop cancer in its tracks.
I think that what I'd also say around that is that cancer isn't just one disease. So what we're doing is we now do beat some cancers, almost all testicular cancer. We near most people survive. And we're making these small steps all across the board. But we are going to get to a day when everyone beats all the different types of cancers.
Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you both very much. And Sam, those were really good questions.
I hope you factor it into my annual appraisal.
Next week on Stand Up to Cancer, the podcast.
In the final episode of the series, we take a candid look at what a future might be like, where cancer is nothing to be afraid of.
It's a concerted effort to get everyone together, and that's not just scientists, not just engineers, but also clinicians, patients, to try and work together. Because I think, as this project and many others are demonstrating, if we do bring people together with complementary expertise, we can make progress. I think having a campaign like Stand Up to Cancer gives us something to enable that, which is absolutely fantastic.
The rebellion is growing.
Every day, more people are signing up and pledging ludicrous acts of defiance. Fancy shaving yourself a killer mohawk or munching on a plate of chilies? Do it. As long as you raise money for life-saving translational research, you're one of us. Let's stand together as one and rise up against cancer.
To help fund the rebellion against cancer, text AUDIO to 70404 right now to give £5. Plus one standard message rate. 16 plus only, and you must have the bill payer's permission. It closes on the 31st of March 2017. Full T's and C's are available at sutc.org.uk/terms. 100% of your donation will go to Cancer Research UK in support of the Stand Up to Cancer campaign. Stand Up to Cancer and the Stand Up to Cancer brand marks are registered trademarks or trademarks of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Cancer Research UK is a registered charity in England and Wales, Scotland and the Isle of Man.
Stand Up to Cancer, the podcast, is an Audio Boom production produced by Karen Bevan and Jamie Wareham. Executive producers Dan Quick, Audio Boom's head of production David Marsland and global head of content Ruth Fitzsimons.
Stand Up to Cancer, the podcast, is an Audio Boom production produced by Karen Bevan and Jamie Wareham. Executive producers Dan Quick, Audio Boom's head of production David Marsland, and global head of content Ruth Fitzsimons.